Hi, everybody, and welcome to Day 18 of 40 Days in the Word Devotionals. Today, we're going to look back at Psalm 119, verse 45. So grab your Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 45. I've asked my good friend Ron Sylvia, founding pastor of the Church of the Springs at Ocala, Florida, long-term purpose-driven church pastor and author of the Starting New Churches on Purpose and Starting High-Definition Churches. Ron's going to talk to us as we look at Psalm 119:45.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ron Sylvia. I am the lead pastor at Church at the Springs in Ocala, Florida. Welcome to 40 Days in the Word. You know, we all like freedom. It seems like since the time we're born, we're trying to get more of it. You know, from the time you start walking, you want freedom from your crib or your playpen. At 16 years old, you want the freedom to drive alone. And by the time you get out of high school, you want to be free of your parents' house, free of their restrictions, of their rules. And, you know, as a Christ follower, the cry of Christianity is freedom. We're free in Christ. You know, Galatians 5:1 says it was for freedom that Christ set us free. But what does this freedom look like? Well, the scripture says in Psalm 119, verse 45, I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. God's commandments, it says that we get to walk in freedom because I'm walking within your commandments, because God's commandments are guardrails, really, to a life of freedom. And guardrails are interesting because you don't notice them until you need them. You don't notice them as you're driving down the interstate. I had a friend years ago who was driving down an interstate doing 70 miles an hour, a passenger in a car, when they realized that the car was floating into the next lane. And they looked at the driver and realized the driver was having a seizure. And so she grabbed the steering wheel of the car and had no control of the gas or the brakes, but only the steering wheel. And looking at all of the traffic, saw the guardrail and turned the wheel into the guardrail at 70 miles an hour. That car stopped abruptly. And the airbags went off, and they both walked away fine. The state trooper told her, that guardrail saved your life. And that's what God's Word does in our life. It keeps us out of the ditches of life. And to walk in freedom means we're going to live within the guardrails of God's commandments. Now, oftentimes, people look at God's Word and they say, it's so restrictive. It's a list of don'ts and don't do this and don't do that. And it keeps me from having fun, as if God is some cosmic killjoy trying to ruin our lives. But God's Word is not restrictive. It's protective. You know, the purpose of guardrails is to direct and protect. And that's what God's Word and God's commandment does in our lives. You know, God's Word will keep us out of those ditches. And when it says in the Psalm 119 that I will walk in freedom, it's in liberty, and it literally means in a wide place, that this freedom is wide, that the life that God gives is not a restrictive, it's not this walking along a tightrope, you have to be this good and jump this high, and it's this wide freedom within the confines of God's commands. It says, you know what? I put these in place to protect you because I love you. And, you know, the reason we live in America, we call it the land of the free. Do you know why it's the land of the free? Because there are rules and laws that govern the nation. And it keeps us free when we live inside of those laws. You know, for instance, a stop sign. You know what a stop sign means. When you see a stop sign, it means stop, look both ways, and then proceed. What if all of us thought, you know, stop sign means stop if I feel like it. Now, I realize for some of you, that's exactly what it means. But for most of us, it means stop. And if it just meant stop, if you feel like it, we'd have accidents everywhere. We'd have people getting hurt. We'd have death. But those laws are put, those commandments are put in place to give us freedom. And God says, I will walk in freedom, Scripture says, because I've devoted myself to your commandments. God's given us these guardrails. We often confuse control with freedom. We say, you know what, if I'm going to have freedom in my life, that means I get total control. But control is an illusion. Nobody's ever totally in control. Freedom is losing control and learning to trust God. It's not about control. Do you remember the first time in your life that you realized that you were not in control? For me, it was 1999 when I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I still remember before surgery walking out of the doctor's office after he told me everything to be prepared for. He told me that I was a pastor, and he said, you're probably going to have to find another line of work because your voice will be impacted because the tumor's wrapped itself around all these nerve endings, and you'll have double vision probably for the rest of your life. You'll have facial paralysis. You'll have to learn how to swallow again. All of these things that are going to happen to me. And I remember realizing, I am not in control. I can't fix this. And when life is spinning out of control and you realize you're not in control, you learn how to trust the only one who is in control. And freedom is not about having more control. It's about losing control and learning to trust God. The psalmist wrote earlier in Psalm 37, and the scripture says in verse 3, to trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. And it said in verse 5, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. It says we've got to learn how to trust God. Freedom is losing control and choosing trust. In our lives, oftentimes we think that we're the ones that life is about. You know, we pray our prayers that a lot of times are prayers for us or people that we love. And we ask God to meet this need or do this thing in our life. And we think as if we're the main characters. But when we realize, you know what, we're just supporting cast. And history is His story, not ours. When we learn to release and say, God, I'm going to trust you totally and completely. I'm going to live within your commands. And God, I'm going to live freedom that you've given me through Christ. Because in freedom, you freed me from the slavery of sin. Because Jesus, what you've done in our lives, you've given us freedom. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is alive and it's powerful. It's living. It's active. As you journey through 40 days in the Word, God bless you as the Word of God becomes alive in your life.